Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We're back. You're listening to the Baller Lifestyle podcast from theballerlifestyle.com. My name happens to be Brian Beckner. I'm the host. Thank you very much for joining us. Episode number 438. Here's the part where I give you the email address. It's mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. Feel free to send us an email. Let us know your thoughts. Anything you hear today, here, we could talk about if you so desire. Send us an email, mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. Additionally, you can call us and leave us a voicemail. 949-464-TBLS-8257. That's the number to do that. Be happy to hear from you. Love hearing different voices on the show. Very fun. Also, every week we record a whole bunch of extra shit. Oh, that reminds me, I didn't post the stereo. Bad guy. We record a whole bunch of extra shit here that you can only hear if you subscribe to the bonus content and you're not a miser like certain people who shall remain named, Darwin the OC. Please do that via the link in the show notes. Just click that or go to theballerlifestyle.com. Click the link at the top of the page. Or go to my Twitter, at Brian Beckner. And click the pinned tweet. Those are all the places where you can subscribe. We'd love to hear. We'd love for you to join our Red Circle family. So where all of the most important listeners hang out. Additionally, every week I do an after show with our dear friend Dolomite D, aka Vegemite D, occasionally joined by our other close friend Jeannie Bueller. Well, pretty much every time we do those, either usually on Friday evenings, but sometimes on Thursday evenings on the Stereo app, stereo.com/Brian Beckner. Download the app. It's weird. It's janky, but it's the best place to do it right now till we come up. And it's interactive, which is cool. People call in there. We do it live. And then after we do it live, I post it to our Red Circle page where I kind of clean up the audio a little bit, trim it down, make it, package it a little bit nicer. And some people listen to it there. If you don't catch it on the Stereo app, you can catch it on the Red Circle. But we would encourage you to listen there this week, Thursday night, probably around 8 p.m. Pacific. Stereo.com/Brian Beckner. That's all the housekeeping we need to do. I'm joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I don't know how that thing works. I tried to log into this thing a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But you said it's interactive. I tried to talk and it didn't work. And then I was a little freaked out by the cartoons talking. But is there like a call in or is it like?
Yeah, you leave messages.
Oh, you can't speak.
Okay. You can be like conferenced in.
Okay.
So,
because I was trying to ask a question. I logged in. You were already like, you guys were in mid discussion. I remember having a question about what you were saying.
Yeah.
And then I didn't understand how it worked. And I was very tired, and I was like, you know what? I'll ask it, and then I already forgot the question.
Yeah, it's a little late on the East Coast, unfortunately. But this, you know, the schedules are tough to align.
Sure.
And also, the app is weird. Well, I don't know if it does it anymore. When you open it, it just logs into somebody's show, and you just hear people talking, and you're like, I don't want to hear this. And you got to kind of look around. We've toyed with the idea of doing it in Twitter Spaces or something, but there was a reason we couldn't do that. I don't know. I'll look into it.
So for the most part, I'm at the point of my life that, like, the things that don't interest me, like, they don't affect me that much.
Yeah.
You know, and that, and then like I can avoid things, yes. certain things.
Yeah. Except for Mindy Kaling. You can't avoid Mindy Kaling. You want to avoid Mindy Kaling?
I don't mind. I don't mind her. Look, like I don't know what I've consumed of her. I've seen her on The Office, same. But like, I don't know what else, but like, I don't, you seem to be a little bit bombarded by her.
Every day I see her.
Have thoughts.
Every day I'm seeing Mindy Kaling. I didn't sign up for this Mindy Kaling, which she's everywhere. I don't know what she does. I've never seen her in anything. I saw her one time having breakfast at the Mandalay Bay Hotel. Many years ago. That's my exclusive interactions with Mindy Kaling. But somewhere along the lines, I signed up to get constant updates on her. I'm not sure how.
But there's always an issue. So if we weren't doing this show, like I follow a handful of things that give us content.
Yeah.
But if we didn't have this show, I probably wouldn't.
Sure.
But each week there's just one overwhelming subject or weeks that like that I can't avoid, even though I really don't have interest in.
Okay. Can I take a guess?
Okay. What?
Okay. This week I'm going to guess that it's the new Olivia Wilde movie.
Yeah. What is this?
I don't know.
I'm getting round the clock updates on fights and who doesn't get along with who. And
what is
it's crazy.
It?
I'm like, I am not interested. I mean, I like everyone fine. Like, it's not like it's featuring somebody. If it was Mel Gibson or somebody I have an active dislike, that would be different. Like, I just don't. Chris Pine seems pretty dreamy and nice, and I don't know. Like, I don't have strong takes on Harry Styles. People get angry that he wears skirts. Yeah. Like, I don't care. He seems nice. He was good in the
Dunkirk. Yep.
I liked him in that. Like. But I'm getting constant updates on that movie.
I know. I don't.
It's like, what? Who cares?
So finally, I don't know why I did, but this morning I'm like, this is so irritating. Like, I don't care about this. I have no interest. My one big interest is number one, Chris Pine, so beautiful. And his hair is so highlighted. And why don't they ever mention that he's Sergeant Contreras' son? Like that's the most important thing.
That should be the first. I went to a taping of Colbert like 5 years ago.
Yeah,
and he was the guest.
Yeah,
and I was waiting for a question about Chips, and it never came up.
How do you not ask that? His dad was Sergeant Contreras. That's the number one question every day. I don't understand how he's not asked about that constantly. So I clicked a thing, and then I read like a whole BuzzFeed update of everything that's happened with this stupid movie that I've never seen.
Clarity on it? Because I still I do. It's one of those things. Like I wasn't interested enough, but it just keeps coming up.
Yes,
it's crazy.
Yes. So okay, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And first of all, and one thing, I did read. Somebody's like, well, all this buzz, but it only got a 30 on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's not even like some like award winning great movie. It's just some crappy movie that's just a lot of talk. So you're going to tell me.
Okay. So, I'm going to tell you as much as I know or as the way I understand it. Olivia Wilde is directing some movie. And the actress in it is named Florence something, and I only know her because she was
Pugh. She was in like Little Women or one of those kind of movies.
And she was in some Marvel. She was in like Black Dynamo or something. No, the one Black Widow.
Oh, what's her name? Scarlett Johansson. Yes,
and so it's my understanding. But how I know her is that she was the much younger fiance of Zach Braff. And so that's
Braff.
Yes, she was.
I didn't even know he was still a thing.
He isn't. So she was dating him and she was way too young to date him. And that's the only thing I knew is that he bought her a big ring at one point and she was like, this is true love. And he was like 48 and she was like 24, whatever. So I think they've broken up. So that's the only. So I'm like, oh, that's that chick. So she's in this movie and I don't know why she and Olivia Wilde hate each other, but they hate each other's guts. And Olivia Wilde.
So the star of the movie hates the director.
Yes. And the Olivia Wilde. So the movie was supposed to star the crazy guy. Fuck, we talk about him here all the time. I can picture him. Shia LaBeouf. Shia the Beef. It was supposed to star Shia the Beef. But right before they started shooting the movie, Shia LaBeouf was replaced with Harry Styles, who is Olivia Wilde's boyfriend. Or was. Okay. That's open to debate, because after this weekend, people don't think they're together. I'll go on. Harry Styles is kind of a lightweight. He shouldn't be starring in a movie. He's only ever been in one movie. So I think this might have been part of the issue, that she replaced him with her boyfriend. And then she said, I replaced Shia LaBeouf with my boyfriend because I wanted Florence Pugh to feel safe on the set, because Shia LaBeouf is erratic. Yeah, is erratic. And then Shia LaBeouf posted texts between the two of them, where he didn't get fired from the movie. He quit because he's like, hey, look, we need to rehearse more if we're going to do this movie. And she was like trying to get him to stay, and he quit. So she lied about having him fired. He didn't get fired. So anyway, that's it. That's the extent of it. So then they had to do, so Florence Pugh, who's the star of the movie, was only contracted to do one promotional thing. And it was whatever they did this weekend, the Venice Film Festival. And then she wouldn't take, they would do like group pictures, and she wouldn't stand next to Olivia Wilde anytime. Or like, she didn't do the press conference with her. So basically, they hate each other's guts. I don't know why exactly.
And somebody spit on somebody, right?
So Harry Styles supposedly spit on Chris Pine, who is beautiful, despite the highlights. I mean, the man is gorgeous. But that now they're saying, you know, there's been a lot of Zapruder-ing
in video. Public this happened?
Yeah. It was at the screening. He went to sit down next to him, and he leaned forward, and he looked like he put his face over his lap, and then Chris Pine looked down at his lap and looked kind of startled, like his lap had been spitting. But I think this has been debunked. That's all I know. Okay. But that's enough, right? I got it. Yeah, it's too much.
You did great. Great job.
I'm never going to see this movie.
It's a movie I'll never see. Yep. I've heard so, I mean, more buzz about that.
I know.
Than like movies I love. Yep. Like great movies.
Yes.
I mean, as popular as the Top Gun movie was.
Sure.
I've heard more about this movie than
it's Top true.
Gun.
It's true. It's true. And like no crazy. One's going to see it. No one's going to see this piece of shit. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I don't even. Darling, something. Don't.
Die, my darling. No, that's a Misfits song.
Don't worry, darling.
Yeah. I don't know.
Misfits. Now my son's turned to Misfits. Oh, yeah. I'm just hearing all about the Misfits. I'm like, I know. You're just taking me back to like 1992, yes. 1991. Like,
yeah.
It's cool,
right?
But it's funny. It's
yes.
Funny.
Yeah. So that's it. Like I've just updated everyone on the Florence Pugh.
You sure did. There's two other reoccurring things that.
Okay.
So I can't even remember if I talked about this, but for like a month, I kept reading about this guy, Ezra Miller.
Oh, I know about this too. Go on. So
this guy, is Ezra Miller like transitioning or something? Like the pictures I see, there's like kind of a.
That's right.
Like some sort of, you know, I don't know.
We should probably, he's not, they're non-binary. So we should probably be they, them.
Maybe it's a they, them. Yeah.
They, them.
But
yep.
I was like, okay, but there's like, like,
yep.
There were stories left and right about Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
And so I was just kind of annoyed. I think I was, maybe it was that day I got left at the airport.
Yeah. Scotland. Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there drinking. I was like, yeah. I just tweeted out, all right, I'll bite. Who the fuck is Ezra Miller?
Yes.
And then two fucking nerds
start arguing
about The Flash.
Yeah, yes.
They start talking about The Flash, and then they go, he was not The Flash in this one. He was in this, right. And they go, no, he was originally cast. Somebody was this. No. And I go, hey, guys, if you wouldn't mind, you could take me out of this discussion.
Yes.
Because, like, what is happening?
Apparently, you can take yourself out of those now, though. I've learned from Dolomite that you can opt out of tweet threads, but I don't know how to do it.
So, yeah, yes. Dola is going to have to show me because I started getting in the middle. Like, I was just every notification. It was about these guys debating what the merits of The Flash. I was like, oh, my God, I need out of this.
Yes.
But anyway, he seems to have died down. But now it's been replaced by this.
Yes. Yeah. I was watching a movie last night. And my girlfriend puts on this movie. She's like, hey, I want you to watch this movie. She's like, I haven't seen it since I was in the theater. It's called what we should talk about, Kevin.
I've heard of that movie. I've not seen it.
Yes. So I'm watching it, and it's about this woman. It's Tilda Swinton. And yeah. She's married to John C. Reilly. And they have a kid. And the kid is a sociopath. And, well, he's a psychopath. Because I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
He's a murderer.
He's a murderer. So, but you can tell from an early age that he's probably going to be a murderer. Like he's just a real bad kid. And he does a lot of horrible things. So I'm watching the movie. And then it was on Amazon. So then, my girlfriend, she turns on this movie and then promptly falls asleep. And then, so I'm watching the movie and that now I'm kind of into it. So I'm like, I guess I'm finishing this movie alone. And I get up because also I start to have hunger. So I get up and I never do this. I do this maybe about once every 5 years. I decide I want some microwave popcorn. So I pause the movie and I get up and I go dig through the cupboards to find some microwave popcorn and I make it. And when I come back, the movie's paused and I go, holy fucking shit. The kid in this movie is Ezra Miller.
Interesting.
He plays Kevin. And I'm like, oh, no wonder he plays a good psychopath. He is one in real life.
I just kept hearing like lawsuits and stuff, but like what actually happened with this actor?
He's the star. You know how they made Batwoman and then they threw it away?
Yeah, like after they had already spent like $100 million. Yes.
So they've made a movie about the Flash, who's a guy that was in the Super Friends that could run really fast.
Yeah.
And Ezra Miller is the Flash.
Okay, but careful, because this was the discussion that got these guys going.
No.
I was like, hang on, the Flash on TV is different than the Flash. But I was like, oh my God.
But they've made a Flash movie. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. They made a Flash movie, and I believe Ezra Miller is the star of it.
Okay.
And they're freaking
come out yet?
No. They're freaking out because in the interim, since he's made the movie, they have made the movie. I think he was a he when he made the movie. They have since become a they. So I don't know if they're all like if you become
striking looking. I just keep seeing the same picture.
They're gorgeous. Wow. They're gorgeous. That's why they picked them. Yeah. So since the movie has been made and not yet released, this person has like kidnapped people, started cults. They have done some of the most fucked up shit ever. There's been some possible pedophilia alleged, burglaries, like all the worst kind of shit. But this movie studio's like, hey, we made this really expensive movie, and this guy who played a sociopath.
This news to die down. So maybe they're the ones stirring the pot with the don't worry, darling.
Could be.
I haven't heard Ezra Miller in the last week.
Dude, this Ezra Miller sounds like a fucking party. He's like choking people. I mean, they are like choking people outside of bars.
In different states, like Hawaii
and New Vermont. Hampshire. Like New Hampshire. Yes.
Crazy, all over the place.
All over.
Committing crimes.
New Hampshire is where he supposedly started the cult. And they went to, people were like, hey, there's a cult going on, like R. Kelly style. And they went over there and it was like a house filled with like tons of young people. And he's the leader. And there's like guns and drugs everywhere. And they are the star of this huge movie franchise that's about to come out, and everybody's freaking out and they're wondering if they're going to throw it away like they did to Batwoman. Okay, what's your next one? You got another one?
Last one.
Fucking killing this.
I understand like what is happening, but I don't. I have read in the last like 3 days about 5 different 18, 12 minute, 6 minute ovations. This guy, Brandon Fraser, all these people keep getting long ovations. It just never stops. We keep hearing what? I feel like 30 seconds is, if you think about it, is a long time.
It's way too long. Oh, the whale. Are we talking about the whale? Yeah.
Yeah, 12 minutes for Brandon Fraser and then 6 minutes for some other movie. And,
yeah.
And they were like, this only got 4 minute ovation, which is a tepid response. Who are these maniacs just standing and clapping for minutes at a time? That's crazy.
No, who stands that long? Honestly.
12 honestly, minutes? Brandon Fraser?
Maybe for Vince Scully. Now, Brandon Fraser, this is one of those things where he was Encino Man. The man was gorgeous.
Right. And yes, but is that why they're clapping?
Yes.
Because the fastball has been lost?
Yes. The man was gorgeous. He was starring in all these movies.
He helped launch The Rock's movie career.
The Mummy.
The Mummy. That was a huge franchise.
Huge.
Never
huge.
Saw it,
the man was huge. The man was gorgeous. Now he's fat and pasty and has hair plugs and hair dye. And he's ugly, right? He's not handsome.
Does he have hair plugs?
I think so.
Because it looks like the old lollipop on the barbershop floor. Like it doesn't look like anything.
Well, yeah, it kind of looks like. Oh yeah, here's a good picture. It kind of looks like he has the mange because, look, a lot of times the plugs don't take. You can't really fill in the spots. So you go bald behind the plugs. Oh yeah, he's got the plugs. He's also dying on a bad combo.
I just saw a still shot of him accepting the 12 minute ovation.
Yeah.
And I read a tweet from some guy and he said, if I'm getting a 12 minute ovation by minute four, I'm already in my car on the way home.
No, this is like when Bill Murray would come out on David Letterman and the audience would not stop applauding and he'd have to. OK, you know, we only get so many minutes to do these interviews, right?
So weird.
Yeah, it's so weird. Now, the thing about Brendan Fraser is he's a pretty good actor. And he's done a Darren Aronofsky, great director movie. Remember the work he did in The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke. And he's like known for kind of like Tarantino, finding these guys and putting them in important roles because they're good actors. So apparently, and also, not only is Brendan Fraser playing ugly, which he is, he's also playing fat because he plays like a 600 pound man. Now in real life, he's like a 300 pound man. So they must add like 300 to him to make him look extra fat. And that's going to get you Oscar buzz. So that's why people are applauding Brendan Fraser for one being fat and ugly, even though he used to not be. And being a good actor
for that length.
No, it's too long. It's too long, but that's exaggerated, right?
I don't know that like I've read this week. I'm telling you, I've read not just him, other things. Oh, this was applauded for 5 minutes.
That's too long. What's with all? No.
I mean, this is in Italy. Like, there's plenty to do in Italy.
I know. And also like 30 seconds, it gets a little uncomfortable. A minute.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If you think about 30 seconds, it's a long time.
It's so long. And I'll like start looking around for people. You know, I go to the Dodger game.
We still doing this?
Yeah, I go to the Dodger game and people will start doing the Let's Go Dodgers. Let's go Dodgers! And then kind of built, like it starts off one guy doing it and then maybe like 30 people are doing it. And then maybe like a whole section are doing it. But like once you get the whole section doing it, I'm out. It's reached its crescendo.
I was going to use that exact word.
Yeah.
We're there. We're done.
We did it. Good for us. But you know, it's like we don't. It's embarrassing to keep things going. It's embarrassing to be the last one doing something. So you want to make sure you're not that guy. Yeah. So I don't. You know, there was probably somebody like maybe Brendan Fraser's mom was there. You know, I had it on good authority, and I assume he got this modified. The Brendan Fraser, he was making like $20 million a movie to do those mummies.
Yeah.
And he got a divorce. While he was getting
based on the mummy salary.
Yeah, he was having to pay mummy alimony. And he immediately, upon getting divorced, no longer made mummy salary. So he was, and also he lost his looks. Like he got, no wonder he got so fat and ugly. He was drained. He was emotionally and financially drained based on his mummy salary. Alimony and child support. Now, he needs this. He needs to get back working. He needs a Marvel franchise.
He was famous enough to pull off the balding action star thing.
Yeah.
But you can't be the action star who also gets really fat.
No, you can't. And he was,
you can't.
And that's the thing. You can be like, if you just start off with dad bod, you're fine. But he was like, you know,
he was
flat stomach, looked like a water polo player.
He was a summer tentpole movie star.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Like that was one of the huge movies of the year in a few years in a row.
Yeah. Exactly. Ooh. Married 1998, divorced 2008. That's a double whammy because that's if he's married in New York or California, that's considered a long-term marriage. That's because you're married 10 years. That means you pay alimony for the rest of the spouse's life or until they get married again. And then 2008, that's the peak. He's getting divorced at the peak. That's Mummy Tomb of the Something came out in 2008. And then there were no more mummies.
Oh,
this poor son of a bitch. Look, I could be wrong. Somebody told me this. There's somebody, you know, this is hearsay. But, you know, I'm glad the guy's back.
Allegedly.
I'm glad the guy's back. He's not 6 minute ovation back, but I'm glad he's back.
12.
Yeah. Yeah.
12 minutes. Just absurd.
He did. I'm embarrassed to say, I know he did an arc on that show. The affair that had McNulty. Luckily, McNulty was playing a British guy.
Michelle watched that.
Yeah.
No, he didn't have to do the Baltimore.
No.
Baltimore accent.
McNulty was having sex with some chick that was in that you'd know from another show.
Tierney.
No. Tierney? Oh, no. That was his wife. He was married to her in the show, but he was having sex with somebody else, which is why it was called The Affair. And then the chick he was having sex with was married to Pacey from whatever that show was with James Vanderbeek.
He had a famous wife.
Yes. Now, okay. So I know all this stuff. He was with Diane Kruger, who showed her feet in Inglourious Basterds, who is German.
The star of Troy.
She looked
super hot in Troy.
Helen of Troy.
That's why I saw it in the theaters, because she was looking very good in the trailer.
Helen of Troy.
And Brad Pitt looked pretty beautiful.
She dated Pacey for like a decade, for like a really long time, and then broke up with him and immediately had a kid with the guy Norman something that plays Daryl on The Walking Dead, the guy with the crossbow.
Oh,
and now they're together.
That guy.
Well, he's got all the money. He better not. Well, I don't think they're married. But he's going from the 20 million to the zero club here pretty soon. Just like Brendan Fraser. Okay. Mm. Any more questions? Well, hold on. We don't.
You've really filled in a lot of gaps. I mean, I understood that. The applause, beats. But I still think it's absurd.
It's crazy. No, it's crazy. We need to calm down on the applauding and the standing ovations. We got to really save those.
Yeah. How happy does everything make you that you're going to clap for that long?
Right. And the clapping at movies and the landing of the plane. You know, it's enough. It's enough already.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I was going to ask you about this barber that has expanded his business by shaving his client's privates that Pete Chalitsky just sent me on Twitter.
Wow. Yeah. I'm looking
right now. Let's hold on. Let's just go through it. I'm a barber and shave my customers' privates. All blokes should give it a go. Rodney Williamson. Assume that's a nom de plume, Ed. That's a alias, because you're not going to go with your real name. Is a barber, but also has expanded his services to manscaping, where he uses his cutting skills to trim the intimate parts of men. He has encouraged others to brave the shave. This can't be real.
He doesn't look like a Rodney Williamson.
No, he doesn't. No, he looks like a Jeremy White.
Yeah. It's like the old joke. What is Washington, Jefferson, and Jackson have in common?
Yes, the last three black guys, or white guys to have those names. Yeah,
yeah.
He's an Aussie living in London. Now that's interesting, because the Aussies, as we talked about last week, that's a macho society. The Aussie men, you know, they're not they're not.
Manscaping doesn't seem to go along with that.
And they're not touching another dude's twig and berries. Like, that's not. Mm. They're out of that.
Interesting.
As he happened in the preening types of hair. Rodney, who primarily works in Broccoli Barbers. Now, that's a London barbershop right there. Told My London, I was cutting a client's hair when he told me he was going on a third date. Oh, that's when you get laid. Everybody knows that. He mentioned that he hadn't shaved his back. Somehow that's worse than him being a dick shaver. I got to be honest. Shaving another dude's back is so gay. It's much gayer than shaving his balls, I would say. Hadn't shaved his back, so I offered to do it for him. One thing led to another, and then I was doing his manscaping as well. One thing led to another.
Yeah, you make it seem like you guys were drunk and things came off the rails.
Nowadays, my manscaping services are included in the price of a haircut. That's quite a deal.
So you're going for a haircut, and the guy starts unbuckling your pants. You're like, what?
You almost got to do it. Men mostly request that I shave their back, but also have their pubic area seen to. I mean, you're there already. You might as well. This is... Look.
Yeah, is he using the same equipment? Yeah. I don't want him to be cutting, shaving some guy's balls and be like, hey, let me get the back of your neck. We're like, nah. Well,
what if he throws, he's got to throw it in that blue liquid first, right? Like, that's the only way, that's the only way to clean things.
Blue liquid.
Yes. Yeah, you got to put in the blue liquid. It's like a haircut. You can cut your hair yourself, but you're always going to get a nicer, more professional finish if somebody else does it for you. Now, hold on. I have a problem with this logic right here. Because a haircut is, you need it to be all even and perfect, and you can't see your own head, and also you don't know how to cut hair. Shaving your dick, if you're going to do that, you just fucking shave the thing. Like, that's not, it's just like shaving anything else. Shave your dick.
Shaving a haircut. Yeah. And dicks.
Yeah, it's like, what? Like, you can see that area. Now, I will tell you one time. Now, I used to manscape because I was with somebody that was into that. And now now I'm with somebody that's not into that. So I don't have to worry about it. But I'll tell you one time something happened to me, Ed. I might have said it on the show before one time. I was shaving. I was using the clippers. I was using like a mustache trimmer with the guard on. I had the guard on. I was just cleaning it up. All right. But I had the guard set down low. I'm not sure you're ready for this, and I'm not sure everybody in the audience is ready, but it's important. I'm shaving and I'm doing the bag, right? And I'm getting under the bag, and then I decide to get like the top of the bag, so I hold my dong up, and I'm getting those hairs that kind of grow between the dong and the balls. You know those like wispy ones there. I got the dong held.
Yeah.
I got the dong held up, and I'm going down. Like along the shaft and like into the transition into the balls. You know that line? Everybody knows this. You know that line where God sewed you together on your bag? Everybody, mm-hmm. you got that line down the middle of your bag.
Yeah.
I'm going down there with the clippers and I shave into that line and like the line goes up between the teeth of the clippers and I kind of like shave off I shave it. Like I cut it and there's a flap there. The line has like flapped open and I just, and you know, your balls, there's a lot of fucking veins in there, Ed. So these things were bleeding bad. And I had to, you know, I had to apply pressure. And afterward, that little, like the end of that line had like, was just like dangling in the breeze. And I just had to wait till the blood flow ceased and it just died and fell off. So I actually scarred my back. So honestly, like I would have been a candidate for this dude. Cause this dude's probably not shaving off parts of people's balls. Right. What'd you think of that story? I noticed your speechless.
I'm struggling to process any new statements because that's a rough one.
I know, right?
That's trauma.
That happened to me. Yeah, I traumatized my balls. That was the last time I did that.
But what I would say is it just seems unsanitary unless he has like tons of those blue things everywhere. Because I don't know. I don't want some guy's bag used the same equipment to get me beyond the ears.
And they don't, and the clippers, they don't put the clippers in the blue liquid.
No, they do. They have a spray, I believe.
Oh, they spray the clippers.
Yeah. You can take the things off.
Right. Right.
Like, the guards shaving my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can take the clippers themselves. I have to think they'd, but the only thing in the blue, thing are the comb and the long scissors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I don't think, look, I don't know what the laws are in London or if they have them, but you were just over there, Ed. Like, this is, does this seem like something that's allowed in the UK?
I mean, it seems like the type of thing that happens in maybe certain neighborhoods, but not necessarily all neighborhoods.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
They tend to be. Certainly generations go a different way, but they tend to be on the macho side in some ways.
That's right.
But then they're really into theater and.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just not in my. No. It's not my bailiwick. So I can't really. I don't know.
There's a picture here in the article too, and I don't know if this is Rodney himself or one of his clients, but he's got real fancy glasses on, and he has a pierced septum with a hoop in it, and a real tight haircut. I don't know. It just looks. Looks like maybe not
Rodney Washington.
Yeah, the old wait, no, excuse me. I have an appointment with Rodney Washington. Yes, cheerio, pip pip. Put the rubber in the boot. No, you don't understand. I made an appointment with Rodney Washington.
you care for a little shave to the undercarriage?
Unbelievable. Okay, Ed. Now that we've done all that, we may as well.
We've been through a lot.
Since we're here, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. A minor joy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on? What is popping off in the world of sports today?
We got a young rest in peace. I know him, but not sure.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Former.
The ballers hope you
rest in peace. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer defensive end Steve White. Mm-hmm. 48 years old. I believe he played with the SAP, Derek Brooks.
So he got that Super Bowl.
I think he was certainly in that era.
Yeah, but like, he's 48. That'd be right.
Right,
yeah.
But I think he was on the Bucks when they won, but I don't.
Well,
he was a big guy. So his death, I didn't see a cause, but it could go either way.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is good news. Because he had cancer. So cancer is awful.
That's awful.
But, you know, a lot of times these young NFL guys die. And we know, you know, they lose their lives oftentimes at their own hand because of their head trauma. So it's very sad. R.I.P. Steve White. Yeah.
Yeah. But staying with the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Let's try to bang it out.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you the division. We're gonna pick the winners.
Okay.
You're gonna tell me the teams.
Okay. I'm gonna guess the teams in each division. You start it.
AFC East.
Okay. Hold on. My fucking mechanical pencil is running out of. Oh no. Okay. I know all the teams in the AFC East. I'm gonna nail this. So the AFC East is the of course the Bills are gonna win that division.
I mean, yes, they're gonna win, and Yep. Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
That's been the worst division of football for so many years.
Yep.
And it's like the Bills just kind of took the Patriots' place.
Yep.
And then the Patriots stink now.
Yep.
Like it just,
it's crazy.
There's never like a lot of competition.
Yep.
So if you win that division, you're going to get a top two seed no matter what.
It's true. Yep. So the Bills are going to win it. I think I'm hearing good things about Miami. So I'm going to take Miami.
Is that because of Tyreek Hill?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Tua's got to get him the
sucks.
Ball.
Tua sucks. He's left-handed. Yeah. Bills, Miami, followed by the Pats and the Jets. Is that all the teams? Am I missing any?
No, I think you got it. It's four per division now.
Okay.
Like when we were kids, there were like six and seven. And now it's like a bunch of four.
And the Falcons were in the NFC West.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals were in the NFC East.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. What do you like there?
Same as you. I think the Dolphins aren't going to make the playoffs.
No.
So I think it's just that like the Bills are going to win like. They'll be 14-3 or something like that. Like they're going to just kill everyone.
What do we think about the Bills this Thursday night giving two on the road at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood versus the Super Bowl champion LA Rams with Matthew Stafford, who throws a lot of picks anyway, having an elbow injury.
Yeah, I already put money in one of these like teaser.
Yeah.
We want you spending money on the and DraftKings.
Yep.
If a team gets a 7-point lead at any point in time, they're going to pay out like it's like an initial.
Uh-huh.
So I put money on the Bills.
Oh yeah.
To
go up 7-0.
Just take 7-0, something like that.
Yeah.
But I kind of think the Rams, I mean, without getting into the preview of that division,
yep.
I think they'll be good, but like they're not. I don't think they're going to run away with
right. But things. In this so game,
I
who's going to win this game?
I think the Bills are going to win
by more than 2 points, by a field goal at least.
Yeah, if you think they're going to win, 2 points it's hard to predict a 1-point win.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Okay.
I have a gut that they're going to win.
Yep.
They're going to win 14 games, something like that.
Take the Bills, lay the two. Rams coming off that Super Bowl hangover. It's a real thing. Look for the Rams. Well, we'll keep going on that. What's the next division, Ed?
AFC North.
AFC North. This is where it gets tough. Okay, hold on. AFC North, is that the division my Bengals are in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like the Bengals in the AFC.
Although, once again, the losing Super Bowl team tends to have a hangover too.
Usually has a shitty season. That's true. And oftentimes because they came out of nowhere, no one was ready for them last year. This year, they're going to be ready.
They have to play the first place schedule.
They got
to
play that first place schedule. And Joe Burrow is going to be tested. I still like him. I still like the Bengals. Okay. Who else is in that division? The Steelers. Steelers suck. They got Trubisky. So they're going to be down there. Oh, Indy. Never know what to expect with Indy.
No, they're not in that.
Okay, that's good because I don't know what to do. Oh, Cleveland, they're bullshit.
Deshaun Watson's like has to miss like 11 games. Yep. Some weird suspension.
Yeah, yep. Cleveland's fucked. And then there's one more team that I'm forgetting here.
Like they did with Cleveland. Oh. They did the thing where they're like, we'll give them a 6-game suspension, then people will be up in arms, and then we'll say, okay, fine, it's 11. When what he, you know, the punishment still is light.
It's very light.
Because they added on to the 6-game.
That's right. No, it's bitch.
It's got to be a season.
Yeah, it's got to be least. A full year. Yeah. Okay. So, no, Tennessee's in the division that has Indy in it.
No. Yes.
Bengals, Cleveland, Steelers.
This is probably the most successful team of that division over the last 20 years.
I'll give
you a hint.
Okay.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, the Ravens, of course. Yeah. Ooh, the Ravens could win that division. Ooh, that's a tough one. I like the Bengals.
They got Lamar. I think you have two playoff teams from that division.
Yeah, I agree. Bengals, Ravens, and then Cleveland and or the Steelers, give or take.
I'm going to say they're right. They're both good. I think I'll say the Ravens, but like it'll be close between them and the Bengals.
Yep, I like that. OK, Okay. What's next?
All right, South. You were talking about a bunch of AFC South.
Okay.
Teams,
so Indianapolis. But I never know what to think about them.
Well, they got Jonathan Taylor, but they just took... I mean, so my squad got Carson Wentz from them.
Yeah.
And they just went with a more washed quarterback. They got Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan's a quarterback at Indy now?
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
Washed quarterback.
Yeah. Well, he's more of a quarterback than Carson Wentz.
Jonathan Taylor was the best running back in the league last year.
Okay, so I like that. That's interesting. Tennessee, they've been the class of the league the last few years, right?
With Derrick Henry.
Division, yeah. And he's still there, right? But
he's
you could only get so much mileage out of a 270 pound running back.
He got banged up last year.
Yeah,
he's had a lot of carries.
Yeah, yes. Houston, we'll put them. Is there something lower than the bottom?
Well, last year there was because they were coached by the biggest piece of shit and worst coach in NFL history.
Yep. Okay. Indy, Houston, Tennessee. There's one more. No,
I'm saying not Houston. I'm saying the team you're forgetting was coached by the worst coach in NFL history.
Oh, hold on. Okay. Houston, Tennessee.
Okay. It's a team that had a great nickname that you're not allowed to say anymore.
Wait. You're going to have to tell me.
The Jaguars.
Oh, the Jaguars.
Rhymed with Jaguars. It was kind of a funny insult, but but Urban Meyer. I mean,
Irving Myers.
They're still a crappy team.
Yeah,
but like they have to be better than last year because they had the worst coach.
Yeah,
he was not flying home with his team and digging his hands into chick's butt.
Yeah, he gets a job back on Fox immediately.
I know. How are we supposed to listen to some expert when he was the biggest train wreck in NFL history?
The guy couldn't know less.
The single worst coach.
So I gotta go.
That's a crappy division too. That's like the AFC North. It's been a bad division.
I'm gonna go out on a limb just for fun, and I'm gonna say Indy's gonna win the division because you say they have a good running back, and then I'm gonna say Tennessee.
Yeah.
Second place, followed by the Jags and Houston.
I agree.
Okay. Yep.
AFC West.
AFC. Fuck, there's more AFC? Okay.
This is the best division.
Okay. AFC West. So that. Oh, wait. That's got my Chargers. So we'll go ahead and put them, pencil them in first. Followed by the KC Chiefs. Second place. Although, I'm told the KC Chiefs, they've lost Tyreek Hill. And they've lost some offensive line talent. Now, the thing is,
they've got
Patrick Mahomes. And you got to look, there's two things you got to look at. First and foremost, head coach and quarterback. And KC's got the best combination of that. Third place, we're going to go with the Raiders. Josh McDaniels, their coach. Raiders. And then
they signed what's his name from Green Bay? Receiver.
Randall Cobb.
Oh.
Mark Chimura. No?
Don Mikowski.
Robert. I don't know.
Packers. Devontae Adams.
Oh, yeah, he's good. Raiders and then fought the lowly Denver Broncos.
Mark Chimura. Wasn't there a situation where he was in a hot tub with the neighbor's daughter or something?
After prom.
Oh.
After prom.
Look,
yeah. I have kids that age. And it's, first of all, like they could not be less interesting to me. I could not want to be further away from my daughter's friends, but just to even think about that as an adult man going in a hot tub with a teenage neighbor girl. I mean, you're disgusting.
Yeah,
you're a disgusting human being. And Denver, because look, Russ is done. He sucked last year. He's terrible last year. His teammates hate his fucking guts. Pete Carroll, not to be confused with Pete Carrill, who is dead. Pete Carroll gave him away. Remember, Pete Carroll could have won the Super Bowl with Marshawn Lynch, but he wanted to give his little buddy a pat on the butt and have him get the MVP. So he goes, hey, let's throw a pass on fucking fourth and two.
Best short yardage. Yes. No, it wasn't even fourth.
Yeah, third and one.
They had two shots at the end zone,
yep,
probably.
Yep.
With the best short yardage, yep, back to go 1 yard.
Throws a pick.
And they couldn't do it.
Throws
they
didn't a pick. Even try. And so if Pete Carril is going to give up on him, that means he fucking sucks. That means he's done, because Pete Carril is he'll do anything for his guy if they're still his guy. So Denver fucking sucks. I like the Chargers in that division, and maybe KC.
I'm similar to you. I have the order. Just I have the Chiefs winning and the, yep, Chargers wild, yep, card from that division.
Can't go wrong there.
NFC East.
East. Okay, this is the Giants. Do not like them. The Cowboys, they were like 14-2 last year. They just took a shit in the playoffs.
They lost some players, though.
They did? Hopefully they lost Zeke, because he fucking sucks.
Amari Cooper,
oh,
is, I think, a Brown now.
Uh-huh.
Their star offensive tackle is hurt maybe for the year. I think they're going to take a step back.
Okay. Year. All right. Interesting. Hold on. Oh, the Eagles. Oh, boy. This is going to be tough. Who's the QB of the Eagles? Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything about this. I'm going to go. I like the Cowboys. It's followed by the Eagles. Then the Commanders. Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders and the Giants. I have no idea, though.
I think the Eagles are going to win the division. Remember, yep, they got they added a bunch in the offseason.
Yep.
I think the Eagles are going to win the division.
Yep.
I think the Commanders are going to get a wild card.
Oh, at, yeah,
like 9-8.
Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. He's a ginge.
And I think the Cowboys are going to be in the 9-8 range too. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to get worse. The Giants are going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to be terrible.
That's good to hear.
NFC North.
North. Oof. Oh, wait. This is like the Bears? This is the old, yep, Campbell Conference? Okay. So the Packers with my guy Aaron Rodgers. Boy, I got to be honest. I was watching some of that Hard Knocks. I love that guy, Dan Campbell.
He's great. I would hate him.
Yeah, me too. I love him.
I like it. He cares. He's right. Passionate about his players. I kind of like it.
Also,
by the way,
yeah,
thank God they're not testing the coaches.
He's so jacked.
He's like Bane.
He's so jacked.
He's on all the juice.
Well, not only was he a player, he was a player like 4 years ago. Like looks like he could suit up.
He's a blocking tight end.
Yes, I mean, yeah.
He's a brick shit.
No, he is. Yes, yes. He's much bigger than a lot of the guys out there. That said, yeah. I mean, they're going to be horrible. Sorry. Like, you just can't will it. So I like the Bears. What's the other team? Wait, Packers, Bears, fucking Detroit. What's the one I'm forgetting?
Ragnar.
Oh, they suck too. That's impossible. It's impossible to pick after the Packers. It's the Packers and the rest.
Yeah, the Packers. I mean, Vikings are okay. Like, Kirk Cousins is good enough to get you, yep, like, in the wild card, yep, contention.
Yep.
The other two teams are terrible.
Bad. So bad.
NFC South.
Oh, this is with Tampa. Fuck, I hate fucking Tom Brady. NFC South.
It's a crappy division.
I believe
is every division bad.
Looks like Tom Brady's getting a divorce too. So he's gonna have to be.
Oh, really?
He's gonna need that Fox money. NFC South. Okay, who's in that? Tampa. Hold on, Atlanta.
Didn't Tom Brady get the head coach fired?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he got him like reassigned or something. He pretended he was retiring so they'd get rid of him. Which is so bitch. Tom Brady is a bitch. Can you imagine? Look, he's great. You can't argue with it. He's great. The guy makes plays. He's the best to ever do it.
Skipping out on training camp. Yeah. He's a bitch.
He's a little bitch. He's a little Northern California, two T-shirt wearing little bitch. I'm not a fan. Never liked him. Didn't like him at Michigan. Never liked him in the NFL. I hate his guts. Okay, Tampa, the Falcons. Okay, yeah. Hold on. There's a couple.
Falcons. Yeah. Falcons are, I think, actively tanking. Like, they were bad with Matt Ryan. They're like, all right, we're going to get rid of Matt Ryan. They're going for the number one pick.
Yeah, that's smart. Oh, Carolina. Oh, Baker Mayfield. Carolina.
Yeah. Yep.
And who am I forgetting? Tampa. I don't know.
Fun City.
Wait, say it again.
Fun City.
Oh, New Orleans.
Yep.
I mean, who's
Jameis?
Yeah, I mean Jameis Winston. Until you, who's the Mormon guy I like? That's not really a quarterback, but is also a quarterback there.
Oh,
just a big white guy.
Yeah, he plays tight end. Oh yeah, my god! Yeah. No, I'm turning into you. I can't think of anybody.
I know it's hard. Yeah, it's hard when you're put on the spot. Well, they should make him the quarterback. Until they do, they're going nowhere. I like Tampa in that division, followed by my guy Baker Mayfield and the Carolina Panthers, resurrecting the franchise.
I'm with you. Like,
yep,
he had a bad year last year, but the year before he was very good.
The guys like him.
It made it seem like his career was in complete tailspin. He had one bad year.
Yeah, he had one bad year with the shittiest franchise in the history of the sport. Now he goes to Carolina. Look, he's popular. He's popular in the locker room. He's a leader. He makes plays. I love him.
NFC West, final division.
Okay. NFC West. Rams are going to have a hangover. The problem is everyone else in that division sucks my balls. You got to give it to the Rams. Is Jimmy Garoppolo back? He sucks.
So
they go to the Super Bowl last year if it wasn't for him.
Garoppolo?
Yeah.
So they did the weirdest thing. They said, okay, we drafted this guy, Trey Lance, and we're ready to move on.
Yep.
But then I think they're just not confident in Lance. And so they're like, all right, we'll re-sign Jimmy Garoppolo, but now you're the backup. So they didn't move on from him.
Oh.
They're just saying, now you're the backup. But like, how confident are you in the starting quarterback if you're keeping that guy around? That's a bad element.
Yeah. No, it's cancerous. But nobody. Oh, but they got my guy, Debo. Debo's a difference maker. I mean,
he's awesome.
He's so good. He does it all. I guess the Rams by default still win the division. Now the Cardinals. Here's the thing: they've
collapsed the last 2 years.
They got that pretty boy head coach who doesn't wear socks and has a real nice house. And look, that's not going to cut it. It's that his shit has already grown tired. They got the quarterback. Kyler Murray, not a real name. He's 5'7". He's
Cliff Kingsbury. Okay.
He's 5'7", and his arms are somehow longer than his legs. It's confusing. He's 80% head, and the rest is torso. I haven't figured it out yet either.
The Great Gazoo from the Flintstones.
Yeah. He does kind of make plays until he doesn't.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
But the last 2 years, he's been bad down the stretch. But he is so much fun when he's on. He's so much fun to watch.
Yeah. I guess Rams, Cardinals, Niners, and Seahawks. Seahawks are bullshit.
I mean, the Seahawks are starting Geno Smith.
Yeah, oh my that's God. Bad. I know.
All right, and then Super Bowl. Who do you got?
Okay, Super Bowl. I got the Bills versus the Packers.
This has never worked out.
Bills win.
Here's where we agree.
Yeah.
Where we agree, we've never even gotten either of them.
Okay.
That's exactly what I have.
Shut up. I love it.
Bills over Packers.
Yes. I love it. Bills versus Packers. I like the Bills. My guy, Josh Allen.
Yep.
This is exciting. Okay, guys, write it down. Write that down. We just gave you the picks. What else is going on in sports, Ed?
A porn star blasted Kevin Durant for knocking her up in an Instagram video, and she indicated it was a net, and she said his sign. What do you call it? The astrological sign.
Oh,
and Kevin Durant is the only guy that fits that profile.
Oh, really? So there's
Well, how would she know that?
Whatever she said, this Scorpio or whatever she said. And it's like, well, there's two guys that could fit that profile, and Durant is the one.
Wow.
So,
I mean, talk about, this is why he can't be a leader. This is why he's always got to defer, is because he's got bad judgment.
Today about his video game rating.
Yeah.
This guy just never stops complaining.
I know.
He's so aggrieved, and yet, like, he's won several MVP awards, like finals MVPs. The writers give it to him. He's like, writers give me no respect.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Unbelievable. Oh, he's knocked up Lana Rhodes. She's still a thing. She was the GOAT for a while. It's been a while since I've involved myself in pornography, but back when I used to.
She decided, I guess, to keep that baby, keep that NBA money.
Come on.
She found, even though having a baby, I can only imagine, is the hardest thing on earth, she's decided on doing that rather than.
I mean, come on. He's got like a $200 million contract at least.
Then take it on yards of cock every week.
Yeah. I mean, her OnlyFans. This could only help her OnlyFans, but, you know, just a little fallback plan, you know, pad the IRA with that Kevin Durant money. Look,
tons of money.
I didn't think she was, she was really his type. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's so finicky.
He's so sensitive.
Yeah, very sensitive. He's always checking his phone, arguing with teens, very concerned about his image, not leading. He doesn't want to lead. Get somebody else out there to lead for me. I need a leader.
Yeah, he tried to be a GM. Yeah. He's horrible at that.
Yeah, bad at that. I mean, you know, it turns out most players are. Nobody worse than LeBron James as a GM, but. See, it's when you let the inmates run the asylum that you run into issues. So we'll see how this works out. Hopefully Kevin Durant takes credit for his.
Well, somebody's getting paid.
Yeah.
If it is an NBA player, even if it's the bottom of the bench, everyone gets paid.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Noted plug addict Joe Buck showed off his new Peaky Blinders haircut after getting a new batch of hair plugs before the start of the NFL season.
Shut up. This is a problem with these plugs. You don't stop going bald. I need to see this.
He talked about he was addicted to plugs and he was going to taper off.
Yes.
Oh, now my he's getting God. The Peaky Blinders cut.
He posted a picture of himself getting, a selfie.
Yeah, getting the plugs.
Oh my God.
Maybe he's trying to send the signal out to tease his dad.
Yeah. Yes. Bucks also, he called it Peaky Blinders. Ed, do we need to do an intervention for this guy? Like,
He's plugging out of his mind.
Yeah, should we start calling him Pookie? Like how long till this guy starts sucking dick for a decent horsetail? Or like, who got the intact Barbie doll heads? I need a fix. I'll suck your dick for a mannequin. Like, holy shit.
Yo, plug, yo. Suck your dick.
Wow. That's just really, he's just right out front with it. You know, this is like intervention.
Usually you're pretending it's real, even if you know people. Now he's now just saying, hey, look at me. This is like him posting an Instagram picture of him with a pile of blow. Like he's now just posing with his addiction.
Doesn't give a shit. He's just out there. He's out there with it. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Man who pretended to be Tom Brady got 3 years in the pokey in the Super Bowl ring scam. He essentially had a jeweler create rings for his son or kids or something.
Yeah. And that's illegal.
Got free rings as Tom Brady.
Oh, he's like, this is for me, Tom Brady. Can you please make me these rings for free? That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Jersey guy, Ed. Maybe he's one of your neighbors. Unidentified.
Oh yeah. Does it say what town?
No. Well,
I've reached my New York Times limit.
Me too.
I clicked on the story this morning, but now it says I can't click.
And it worked. Hold on. I'm going to try. Sometimes you can outsmart them by going incognito. Let's see here. Incognito. Because it says he scammed some players. So maybe he said, okay, hold on. Well, the new, oh, fuck. Yeah, they fucked me. Yeah, I can't read it. Look, it's anybody that's like so interested in getting a Super Bowl ring is kind of like they get what they deserve, right? Like this guy's going to do time, and you know who else should do time? Anyone in the market for someone else's Super Bowl ring. Like you want to have your man cave or whatever, like this, you know, there's limits to this. Just get your autograph picture or jersey and hang it up on the wall. But the Super Bowl ring, I mean, what are you going to wear it? You're going to act like you were on the team. You're not Dan Campbell size. No one's going to believe you. It's a weird thing.
Roseland, New Jersey. I've never heard of it. Let me see.
Down there by Philly.
It's actually, no, it's not far. My son has played soccer in like a town right next to it.
Okay.
I don't know. It's west of here.
This is such a weird scam. Imagine like waking up one morning and being like, I'm going to get Super Bowl rings made. I'm going to pretend I'm Tom Brady. What?
Right. And then if you're wearing it around town, be like, cool. Is that a Patriots Super Bowl ring? Or is that a Buccaneer Super Bowl ring? What?
So weird.
Where, do you work for the team?
No.
Like the guy in Roseland, New Jersey?
Yeah. So weird.
Tom Brenneman.
Tom.
He's launching a new YouTube show called Off the Bench.
All I can do is ask people for forgiveness, a little bit of grace, and a second chance.
He's like bugging people. You know, he's like trying to get like Ken Griffey Sr., you know, like local Cincinnati icons, Nick Asaski, Dave Concepcion.
Chris Sable. Yes. Can you put in a good word for me?
Exactly. Eric Davis. Like, who's watching Tom Brenneman on YouTube? Like, he's the play-by-play guy. He's not an opinion guy. He's not, like, a personality. And, like, what's he going to talk about? How hard it was to call a Nick Castellanos home run in the midst of apologizing for calling KC one of the great F-bomb cities.
Hey, Oscar Robertson, Cincinnati favorite son. I want to apologize, but first, a long fly ball into left field by Nick Castellanos. I want to let you know I will never call Kansas City that. From now on, it'll be known as the Diagonal Sleeper City.
I got to be honest. Like, he did. I didn't know Kansas City had a reputation for being gay.
I didn't either.
Until he pointed it out.
Like, that was surprising. The alarm. Yeah.
Upside down chimney sweepville.
a lot of diagonal sleepers. Early botanists.
Yeah.
Midnight botanist city. Gentlemen of the pier city.
Buddy.
Yeah.
You've already stolen people's money. You've already made too much money based on your dad being good.
I know, exactly. Yeah, he's a regular Joe Buck. Boy, he really blew it because he had the play-by-play gig with the Reds.
With the NFL.
And then he was the number two or number three guy at Fox.
The Reds is a very good gig. Yeah. Like just consistent work.
Oh yeah.
The NFL is just printing money.
Yeah.
You don't have to work that many days.
I know. What a gig. It's a few Sundays. Okay, did you get
amazing.
I added one more story. Did you see
Yes.
it? Yeah, okay.
The Yes Network killed off a reporter. They eulogized Bob Traynor, who's still alive.
Yeah. Like, how does this happen?
There's no fact checkers.
Right.
Just don't even bother fact checking.
Some PA is like, hey, did you hear Bob Traynor died? Like, this is, I remember being in ninth grade, and almost every Monday, I would get to school and somebody would be like, did you hear? And I'd be like, what? And they'd be like, Axl Rose died. And I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. I think I would have heard that. Like, I know there was no internet back then. But there was always a rumor that Axl Rose died like every couple of weeks, and he's still alive right now. He didn't die. But I was immediately skeptical of that news. How does this not happen at the Yes Network where they're like, hey, Bob, look, I know it's Bob Traynor, but it seems like somebody would have that info.
A basic search.
Yeah.
just eulogizing people. It's amazing. Like, yeah. I mean, that watching that Netflix thing on Manti Te'o.
Yeah.
Nobody bothered to find out.
I know.
Like anything about whether or not she died.
I know. Well, it's yeah. And then eventually they started looking and they're like, hey, wait, she does. It was that weirdo. Was that guy transitioning? Do we know? The guy in Tampa with all the computer screens? Because he looked very different.
He's a great Twitter follow.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, it's great because what he essentially does is post videos of announcers fucking up and or like something happening on like he just posts clips all the time. And it's Bubba Prague is a good account. But he seemed like the type of guy who could track down an anonymous picture on Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, he had the skills and he did his due diligence, but he was only interested because he Googled her name and nothing came up. She had no internet presence.
Right. It was a simple, like him getting to like all the details was great reporting,
but
him initially being skeptical took one Google search.
Our guy, Manti, he got a raw deal.
No. So hang on a second. I saw a lot of people being like, oh, poor Manti. Like he was the dumbest person on earth.
Yes.
For him that he was built with a quarter of a brain. Well, like he was so dumb.
Ed, he's from an island. He's a Mormon from an island.
And blood on the hands of Notre Dame, because they clearly pumped that up to the media.
They did.
Oh, well, we need you guys to understand this is a Heisman campaign.
Yes.
And look at him dealing with this adversity. Notre Dame didn't get blamed enough for this.
What people didn't realize is that he, like, this was a casual, conversation until she got, quote, sick. And then it ramped up into a closer relationship. And so then all of a sudden she died and he's like, oh yeah, my girlfriend. But it wasn't really a boyfriend girlfriend situation. And also the person that perpetuated this hoax is a very, very extremely bad sociopathic person who's now somehow put themselves in a sympathetic light.
Oh, the Jack Swarbrick?
No, what's her name? His. I don't know what to call her. Them.
I forget her name.
I don't
know
either. Yes, I don't know. It's a weird story, but yes. Manti is
formerly known as Linnaeus Kakua.
Yes, Manti was a very simple, religious young man from an island where
his dad was like, he's like, I knew I had to lie to my dad because he was skeptical when I hadn't met her. So I had to tell him that we were meeting up.
Yeah, he was, look, he had a lot of pressure on him. And there's probably lots of things he couldn't tell his dad, I'm guessing.
Far from it.
Yes. Is he
from it.
He still in the league? Because he got his teeth fixed. He got that haircut. Yeah. He's done, right?
Like it ruined his career. Yeah. He still lasted 5.5 years in the NFL. Like that's kind of the shelf life of the first round.
No, he did fine. Like if it's look, he didn't he had some injuries. He had a lot on his plate. Speaking of this Yes Network guy though, right? He's just had his death sentence signed, right? Much like the Queen, he's going to be dead by Christmas. This is kind of like Rex Chapman and his Kansas City glasses and what happened to Pete Carrill. Like he announced he was dead when he wasn't. And then he was. So this guy's going to die.
Well, they do that with people. It was a Wally from Leave It to Beaver.
Oh,
he was rumored to be dead five straight days. And then he died. Yeah. It's like, all right.
It's like Axl Rose. Yeah. We're gonna as soon as you announce you're gonna lose somebody, eventually you do lose them. Okay, let's do some voicemail.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He he's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's been well in Gardenia.
Okay, a couple of voicemails here. Let's check in with the audience.
Hey, ballers, it's Mateo, Matt and Finley checking in. Just started listening to this week's
show. Buddy Mateo in Finley, Ohio, who he calls into my stereo show, and he's always playing records in the background, so I'm always trying to guess, like, oh, is that Cheap Trick? Is it Rush? It's always exciting.
Graham, hey, welcome back, Ed. Good to have you back on board. Well, anyway, you were saying at the beginning of the episode, Brian, that someone said they had a problem with the voicemail. And I want to say I think that's the case.
No.
I called in a couple weeks ago. It was the week before Dola guest appeared. Left a nice voicemail message, and it never made the air.
Holy shit.
I don't know what happened. At first, I was kind of worried. I thought maybe my take wasn't strong enough. Maybe I didn't bring my A game. So you guys were like, yeah, this call's trash. We're not playing it. But I think, you know, your other listener has confirmed that there was something wrong that week. But the problem is now the takes that I had are kind of old.
Oh, no.
Like, as of a couple weeks ago, I walk into the local store and a sure sign of fall was upon me. It was staring me in the face. It was a huge display of Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah.
The sign of Oktoberfest is a true indicia that fall is upon us.
Yes.
When you walk into those stores and all of a sudden it's just wall-to-wall Oktoberfest.
Pumpkin spice
fall's
season.
Here, man.
Yeah.
And when they're putting that shit out in the first week, second week of August, they're jumping the gun. Way premature. I love me a good Oktoberfest, but can't we at least wait until September start displaying the Oktoberfest?
That's true. Oh,
anyway,
that was
guys,
your take?
Great one. Loved the Travis Rogers Friday Facts. It really brought back some memories. Loved it. Keep it up, guys. Take care.
So, yes?
I was at the store today, and it was weird because there was an explosion of Halloween candy setups. And I was thinking, it's still pretty early. Like, October 31st, to put out the candy for the kids, like,
yeah,
I understand the push for Christmas and the shopping, like, trying to get people to buy things, but the candy business, like, you still have plenty of time for that candy.
Look, nobody's pre-buying the candy. Put out your Pearson's salted nut rolls, like, a couple of weeks before Halloween. I don't need them in August.
First week of September.
No.
Halloween candy. We've got like 7 weeks.
No. I don't like it. And look, it's nobody should be buying it too early anyway. There should be a moratorium on buying Halloween candy early. You got it. If you're a real person, you're buying it like the day before or day of, like me at CVS.
Now that's when you get.
Oh, salute.
You get.
Yes.
Woo, I was trying to hit the mute button.
Might lose you. Yeah.
Whiffed.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm one of the final ones. I still haven't succumbed.
The last without COVID. Maybe you have it. Maybe you just fucking sneeze some of it out. Yeah. That's when you get Tootsie Rolls. You're right. Like that's what you get. The bad selection.
I don't want shit smeared on my door. So I don't go to the day before.
You know what I do is I'll go to Costco, and while I'm at Costco, I'll buy that giant sack, and then nobody shows up. I get like 3-4 trick-or-treaters, and then I end up with a huge sack. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll just put it out on the doorstep in a big bowl, and some ornery teens will come by and
dump the whole thing.
Yeah, and scoop it up, which I don't mind. Sorry that if I missed your original voicemail, Matt, But Matt, you're saying you were able to leave a voicemail. The other guy was saying that there was something wrong with the phone number. So
I was able to call walking down the street in London.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah, it works. I just accidentally skipped over Matt's inadvertently. Would never do that on purpose unless you're Manuel. Okay, here's another one.
Ballers, Andy and Indy here.
Andy and Indy.
I was wondering if you could clarify something for me.
Okay.
I've heard Brian mention his girl as being from either Cincinnati or Indiana. Is it both?
Yes, it's both.
I was actually born and raised in Cincinnati and moved to Indianapolis as an adult.
This is the guy that reads his calls, right? He's reading.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, listen to the way he talks. Andy's, he's got a weird cadence.
Andy's a good man.
No, he's a good guy. I'm not making fun of him. I'm just like, he's got a, he's just very intense in the way he reads. I'm not talking shit on Andy. I like him.
Since he's a perfect place either, but I definitely never claim to be from Indiana to anyone.
When the other option is Ohio.
That's a serial killer state.
Right. Like, what's, you're acting like one's better than the other. Like, it's, you know, one's Indiana, one's Ohio. They're like 300 miles apart.
When Ed was talking about the roads in Scotland, Brian brought up the sport of road bowling. That's actually an Irish sport. That's pretty hilarious to watch. When I was living over there, my wife and I were driving back to our apartment from a weekend trip in the countryside. We had to stop because the road was closed for the local villagers' match.
I would get into
that.
While
following along, and it was about as stereotypically rural Irish as you'd guess. And I mean that in a good way. Brian can be forgiven for mixing up the Irish and the Scots. But don't dare mix up the Irish and the English, unless you want to cause trouble.
Yes. They had some issues there. They tried to starve them to death.
Everybody hates the English. You know, at one point in time, the English were the oppressors.
Yeah. Lots of places.
Like, the sun never set on the British Empire. No. They were everywhere.
Yeah, they were everywhere, and they were fucking doing bad things. I would love to just fucking have a few stouts and some whiskey and follow along with a road bowling match.
People beat the shit out of each other.
Okay. One more.
Hey, Ballers, Ed, Brian. Last night I woke up at about 3 o'clock in the morning. So actually it wasn't last night. It was this morning.
Yeah.
But, I have a Daily's Choice and it may be a bit of an oddity.
Yeah.
You're in there, and I'm just curious whose gene pool is more shallow, let's say.
Yep.
There's Wolfgang Van Halen on one side, and there's Chaz Bono on the other. Both of them have unfortunate gene pools, considering, you know, the lineage they come from. Yeah. Anyway, love your balls.
Okay, love you too, buddy. Let's do a Daily's Choice.
Daily's Choice, it's a choice I make. Daily's Choice, watch me shiver while you shake.
Now, we're certain Wolfgang Van Halen is an adult now, right? He's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be.
I mean, I saw him playing with Van Halen in like 08, and I think he was like 16 or 17, so he's got to be. Yeah. Now, Chaz Bono.
Did Chaz have surgery?
Well, he did on Curb Your Enthusiasm, because remember, he opted for the way too large of penis, and then he knocked something of Larry's off the counter. Was it his watch or something? He knocked something. I can't remember now. Larry had set an item on the counter at the country club, and Chaz Bono was there getting ready. And when he turned, his big penis knocked it off the counter. So, I mean, Chaz at the very least has achieved the rumor of having a very large penis, but it's up to you, Ed. Assuming you could recognize, like, somebody, like, maybe it's at a Van Halen concert. Well, they couldn't be playing. Maybe Wolfgang Van Halen is wearing like a jacket that says "I'm Wolfgang Van Halen" on the back. Assume that, and then also Chaz Bono is there at one urinal, and you go to the urinal in between. Whose dong are you checking out, Ed?
Well, so I am not. Every time I see a picture of Wolfgang Van Halen, I'm like, who's that? Like, I wouldn't know Wolfgang Van Halen. I guess Chaz Bono.
Yeah.
But like,
of course.
Wolfgang Van Halen doesn't look like Eddie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
wouldn't recognize him.
He's not really famous. He's famous for being the son of famous people.
I got to assume there's a picture of Eddie Van Halen's dong somewhere, and
they wore some super tight pants.
Yeah, Eddie Van Halen. Or I'm going to just type in Eddie Van Halen penis. see what comes up here. Eddie Van Halen penis. And I'm going to go to images. And, oh, I see David Lee Roth in the spandex. I wouldn't say he's really packing. There's Alex Van Halen. Boy, he really rode those
right
coattails.
Here. This looks like a camel toe situation.
Oh, yeah.
The first Eddie Van Halen penis, the first image search, looks like that seam is really cutting through.
Really?
It looks like the paint looks like a injury of sorts.
Yeah. Maybe that's what Stu was getting at, that he's known to not be a Coxman, and now, you know, with his passing.
I mean, Eddie had Valerie Bertinelli in her prime.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, I see the spandex David Lee Roth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they wore some outfits back then. This,
Oh, no, here's another one. Eddie's got something.
Oh, okay. See, now, so maybe now you gotta... Look, I feel like
Wolfie's.
It should be like Wolfgang Van Lasagna, like
Wolfgang Van Carb.
This guy will eat. Like, this guy's got. He's putting him away.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Not something.
That's tough. That's insane. There's just not really anything to look for. I definitely go just based on the Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'd like to see what Chaz is, how he's put together surgically. Okay, thanks for that. Hopefully I didn't miss anybody's call. I don't think I did. Here's a couple emails. Ballas. Been on holiday in Michigan, not the UP, pronounced Youp. I've heard it UP, but I'm not from there. Way south of there, so no, I didn't hook up with Ben 90210. Sorry, D. I think she means Ben 906. Anyway, I'm taking major issue with Jay Stu's claim to have never seen nor heard of Magnum PI. How has someone in our generation never heard of Magnum PI? What in the fresh hell homeschool nonsense is that? It's crazy. Tom Selleck.
It just annoys me to think about it, yes. So I try not to.
It's, yes. You think he's being obstinate, but he's Jay Stu because he's so weird. You got to take him at his word. Tom Selleck is not only an icon, he was also a sexual zeitgeist. He not only inspired the term mustache ride, he also made the ladies line up for one. His shorts were iconic. The relationship between Magnum, Rick, and TC taught us all the importance of male friendships and intimacy, while Higgins taught us about loyalty and having secret aristocratic ancestry, skills and combats, and a way higher than average IQ. This is why we were all terrified of Doberman pinchers, for fuck's sake. So no, I do not accept that claim. Also, this is annoying. Read Dave Matthews, Brian. Methinks the man doth protest too much. I can forgive your musical transgressions. Jeannie Bueller is my beloved bosom friend who has violated me with Phil Collins for over 20 years. My body is a no Phil Collins zone, and I still love her. It's okay that you have a big boy crush on DMB. Any hoodle, gotta run. That's from our friend Katie Shady, who, of course, owns my wedding crystal. Ed, I've been besmirched on Twitter because people just
are saying you like Dave.
Yeah, they say I like Dave Matthews. When, of course, I much like everyone else, I hate Dave Matthews. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but his songs suck. Yeah, specifically the vocal parts of his songs, which is him.
Yeah, it's whiny.
Yes,
whiny. I remember. I is he a thing? I don't even know anymore. But one summer when I was lifeguarding. The guardhouse had just like bullshit, you know, radio station on all the time.
Yeah.
Like never even changed the channel. And I would hear.
That's when he came out.
When he was super famous.
Yeah.
And I can still think of that one song. It was like, burp, 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 burp. And it would drive me nuts. Oh, and I would walk away. I would walk away from the guardhouse because I could not bear to hear it.
Yes.
But like, there's somebody I don't have to try to ignore. Like, I don't hear about Dave Matthews at all in the last like 15 years. Is he still doing stuff?
Other than that time he did the thing on the on that bridge in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Relieved himself on people.
Yeah. He let it go right there off the side of the bridge into the river where there were people boating and whatnot. Like, other than that, I don't have much occasion to encounter old Dave.
No.
Other than when people are lying and Phil saying Collins, that I'm a fan of his.
Phil Collins would be rough.
Oh, I love Phil Collins. You don't like Phil Collins? Oh,
he's terrible.
What? Oh, he's
no.
In the Air Tonight? Ed Susu Studio?
What about are we going to talk about? No, this is when he saw somebody drowning as a kid.
Yeah. What about the one he did with
Susu Studio is the worst.
Philip Bailey.
Oh, Easy Lover?
Easy Lover!
I've heard that song.
That's a banger!
I've heard that song. Yeah. She's an easy lover.
Yes! Look, the guy came out from behind. He's like, hey, I'll take the singing duties when Peter Gabriel left to go solo. They're kind of like an art rock band. And Phil Collins comes out from behind the drum set and he's like, how about we make 78 hits in a row? No problem. With his round ass head and his hair island.
Yeah. And Cabbage Patch Rocker.
I love that guy. Okay, here's another one. Hey, guys. Team Current episode, hashtag Friday Facts, hashtag team 85% of the show. This is one of those misers right here. It's not 85%. It's more like 66. With Olivia Newton-John recently riding off in that big convertible in the sky, I want to know, which star from the classic movie Grease do you believe will avoid the Grim Reaper the longest and be the last man standing? In one corner, his former sweat hog, boy in the plastic bubble, and star of the greatest dance movie ever, Staying Alive, John Travolta, age 68. In the other corner, his husky-voiced star, Stalker Channing, whose Rizzo in Grease was having a pregnancy scare despite the fact that she was literally the only student in high school who was old enough to be going through the change, age 78.
Hey, Rizzo, you're going to the fair tonight.
Age does favor Travolta, but not being haunted by Kelly Preston's heterosexual ghost does seem to favor Channing. Last man standing, who you got? That is from our dear friend, Mike Alba. Ed, that's kind of like a Daily's Choice.
Daily's Choice, it's a choice I make. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Ed, who dies first? And now, not to sway your...
He wasn't lying. Yeah. He wasn't lying. Stalker Channing really is 78.
Yeah, she's... And look, John Travolta looked way too old to be playing high school, and Stalker Channing has him by a decade.
Yeah, he's 68.
Yeah, he's 68.
Oh,
yeah.
From Englewood, New Jersey. Oh. Right around here.
Yeah, interesting. So... Now, I not to sway your judgment here, because Stalker Channing, much older, obviously, big Broadway star. So you know how they live out there. They take a lot of chances. John Travolta, though,
flies.
He's a pilot. Let's not forget, he's a pilot. He's rated to fly all sorts of different jets. He's got that pad down in Florida that's his house is like an airport when all his jets are there right at his house. So he could.
Rizzo's going to last until her mid 90s.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She's going to outlive him.
Travolta could get John Denver. You know, he could take a test flight.
He's not like a guy who keeps himself in great shape.
He's kind of fat. Yeah. Also, look, not trying to sway your opinion even more. There's a little thing called monkeypox right now that affects a certain community. much like a different plague.
I wish we could delete my laughter because this is what people would do about the AIDS crisis.
We obviously don't want it to become. Hopefully it goes away quickly, but it might not go away before. Also, I don't think people die of it.
But there is a vaccine, right?
Right. Yeah.
Monkeypox.
They give him the smallpox vaccine. I think it's the same.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully he's got that.
It's treatable.
Yeah. Hopefully he's got that because he's in an at-risk population. He's not even pretending that he's not really anymore.
No.
Yeah.
So you, in that pilot costume.
You got him outliving her? Or her outliving him? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Stalker Channing's going to push the upper 90s.
Oh, I agree. All right, let's talk some things that are not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment, on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, tell me, what is going on in the world of things that are not sports?
Three RIPs. First up, character actor Richard Rote, 89 years old. He was in a bunch of TV shows. Probably most famously, he played the Dr. Ruffin, Elaine Difficult, and would like mark her chart, and she was very pissed off about it.
Oh yeah, I remember this guy. Yeah.
RIP country star Luke Bell, 32 years old.
He went out
missing for a week, and then
went out in the desert.
Sad.
Yeah,
yeah,
very sad. I was hoping it was Luke Bryant, because he's awful. His music really sucks. This guy, Luke Bell, he was kind of good, you know? It's sad. Oh, sad when one of the good ones goes.
I was thinking Luke Bryant was the one who died.
No, Luke Bryant, unfortunately, still alive, still sucking, still ruining everything.
This was a big upset. RIP former Soviet Prime Minister Mikhail Gorbachev.
Stunning.
The upset, 2022, one, he is still alive, and two, in 2022, he was 91.
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
What? I mean, he was out of power 32 years ago. He was out of power in his 50s? Yeah.
Wait,
what?
Ed, when he had that cameo in The Naked Gun in 1988.
The birthmark rubbed off.
Yeah. He was
like,
we're supposed to believe he's like in his middle 50s at the time.
Crazy.
Who knew? Like, this guy outlived Yeltsin by 20 years.
Well, Yeltsin did some hard living.
But they all do. They all go hard over there.
Compared to Yeltsin, everybody is a health nut.
Ed, those guys that went in the water in Chernobyl are still alive. And they outlived Gorbachev the fact that Gorbachev was still alive is just stunning.
It's crazy.
Who knew?
Gorbachev, he certainly, if you get to that level in the Soviet Union, he wasn't a choir boy, but like that dude ended communism. I mean, they ran out of money essentially, but. Not communism, the Soviet Union's power over everybody.
Yep.
Because he was like, things aren't going well. Like, let's open it up.
Yeah.
And that was the big moment. It wasn't Reagan saying tear down that
he
wall.
Gave him a taste. He gave him a taste of capitalism. And then the mob was like, actually, we like this.
Yeah. We like this. We're going to kill everything. But it wasn't Mr. Gorbachev tear down that wall.
No, definitely.
That's what people like to think was. I know. But it wasn't.
No, absolutely not.
Kate Moss.
What a piece.
Which, by the way,
what a piece. Yes,
still has the fastball.
I know. And despite all that cocaine and cigarettes, it's just good breathing.
Right, because the cigarettes is what ages people like crazy.
Yes.
And there was a billboard right by the tube stop right by my flat in London. And every day I passed it, and it was for like Diet Coke or something. And it was, enter this contest and you will get a prize that has been handpicked out by Kate Moss.
Yeah.
And I was thinking what the fuck is, she's what? What does that mean?
I don't know. I'd like
That's a weird thing.
Maybe you get to visit her tube stop.
No.
That'd be a prize.
There you go. There's the prize.
Yes.
Anyway, she was doing a little reminiscing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she recalled the time that Johnny Depp presented her with a diamond necklace from the crack of his ass.
Well, I mean, that is a beautiful. He's like, look, dear, I've bought you something. You got to find it, you know, in the Paul manner. And
yeah, you got to get clever. You got to get clever.
Now, what is Johnny? What is more romantic? A Winona Forever tattoo or the presenting of the diamond necklace via your beautiful, I'm certain, hairless. You probably go to that one barber or have him come to you at Buckley Barbers and you have him clean up that ass crack. You have a, you probably have a beautiful hairless ass crack in which you presented Kate Moss, yeah, her sure diamond pendant.
I sure do. Well, on the set of Sleepy Hollow.
Hey, fam. There's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. My brothers reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS.